This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The National Basketball Association season is almost over, which of course means that the real NBA season is almost about to begin. The playoffs. 16 of the 30 NBA teams will compete. As an inattentive basketball fan, here's something that I have found surprising. For all the attention to LeBron James and his two superstar teammates, for all the drama over Carmelo Anthony's going from Denver to the New York Knicks, and for all the usual hype about the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers, the best team in the East of the NBA, maybe the best team in the whole league, is the Chicago Bulls. And their best player, Derrick Rose, may very well be the league's MVP. Chicago Tribune sports writer Casey Johnson thinks he should be, and Casey Johnson joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Derrick Rose and how good he is.
Well, he's a pretty remarkable kid for the age of 22. He's poised to become the youngest, most valuable player in NBA history in just his third season in the league. His on-court skill is pretty evident for anybody who watches the Bulls on a daily basis. He's got a fairly remarkable combination of speed and strength for his position. He's kind of blue collar, mm-hmm. and he's from here originally. Derrick grew up in a really crime infested neighborhood, Englewood, and it's really a success story that has resonated throughout the city because of where he came from and the work that he has put in.
Now, his success, I guess, shouldn't be all that surprising. He was the first overall draft pick?
Correct. He was the first overall draft pick, but at the age of 22, to kind of take the leaps that he has each season. And actually, if you follow this kid's career trajectory, he played high school basketball here locally at Simeon High School, and he won back-to-back state championships there. And then he had one season collegiately at Memphis where he went to the NCAA title game. And if you talk to people that have been around him at each of those stops, one thing that's pretty consistent with Derrick is as he assimilates himself within the fabric of the team and becomes more comfortable, he asserts himself. And that's what's happened mm-hmm. this season in his third season in the league for the Bulls.
Now, the one blemish was that one year of college ball at Memphis, which was vacated by the NCAA because it was discovered that someone, at least allegedly, took his SAT for him.
Correct. Derrick's, not really talked much about that in my time with him over three seasons. I'm sure there's probably some legal ramifications regarding that. But, as a professional athlete, I can tell you that I've been covering the NBA for a long time, and I've rarely been around a kid of this skill level who's also as humble and as team-oriented as this guy is.
This team, this Bulls team, it's a young team. Question arises, is it too young or is it ready?
Well, it is populated by some savvy veterans that more or less play roles, and that's actually a byproduct to me of Derrick's brilliance, is his ability to take over games and assume this leadership position that he has allowed basically the rest of the team to kind of fall into roles with which they're comfortable. As you mentioned at the top of this, nobody predicted the Bulls to be where they are, mm-hmm. including yours truly. I'm on record in the Chicago Tribune as calling them for 48 victories, and they're making me look pretty silly with each regular season victory. So it is a question mark as to whether or not they can replicate this success. Playoff basketball is a different animal to regular season basketball. But I will say this, every time this team's been faced with a challenge this season, they've met it pretty easily.
Well, Casey Johnson, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
The Chicago hometown hero, Derrick Rose. Casey Johnson, sports writer for the Chicago Tribune.